Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I love bringing the new fitness trends to you.
Really?
There's a new one out there. It's called plogging. Have you heard about plogging?
It sounds like something bad.
It's not when Tom plogs the toilet.
That's plugging.
Yeah. That could be a fitness trend too, you know. There's a lot of work done there.
Oh, when you're plunging.
You burn some calories.
Yeah.
No, plogging is something that's very interesting. I guess you are picking up litter as you jog, so you're plogging.
That's dumb.
You made that sound like it made sense, but it didn't.
Well, it did.
What is plogging?
It's the new fitness trend.
No.
Jogging around your neighborhood while you are picking up litter.
Oh, jogging.
Yeah, plogging.
Blogging.
Yes. Where does the L come from?
Good luck.
Plicking up litter?
Like I said.
Oh, pick litter jogging.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Okay. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah.
That's stupid.
It is.
The key benefits of plogging: environmental impact. It directly reduces litter in neighborhoods, trails, and parks, helping to prevent soil and water pollution.
Oh, my Lord.
That's one of the reasons why people are plogging. It enhances your fitness because plogging burns more calories than jogging alone due to the added bending, reaching, and squatting movements that you are doing as you are jogging and picking up litter. Mental well-being, they say, is another benefit of plogging. It acts as a stress reliever, offering a sense of accomplishment and improved self-esteem by doing a good deed for the day.
I don't see a lot of joggers doing that because the joggers I see, they don't even want to stop at a stop sign.
I know, because you got your rhythm going.
Yeah, they're running
in
place.
You're sweating and breathing, and you got your breathing rhythm in with your running rhythm, and you're going to stop and pick something up. Now you got crap in your hands.
And then you're trying to pull into the grocery store, and they keep on running. They don't stop. It's like, you know, oh, I almost hit you.
Also, that trash, like, you have no idea what's on it.
True.
You pick it up and it's sticky.
Well,
what's making it sticky? I don't like this
The difference
anymore.
That you see with the ploggers and the joggers is they have to wear gloves. They will have those little bitty, you know, rubber gloves on, so they won't get any cooties as they're picking up the litter, according to this.
Now they look like they're running away from the scene of a crime, trying to keep their fingerprints off stuff.
Or they just made me a Subway sandwich one.
Give me one of those long sticks with the point on the end, like you see.
Yeah.
Tom, when you picked up trash for...
But you're not even supposed to run with scissors, and you want a pointy Sharpie.
Suddenly you've impaled yourself.
Or the person in front of you.
Yeah. This is stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's a new trend. And a
Is it really? Because I'd never heard of it before.
Well, you know what? It was established, they say, in Europe in 2016, and it's blossomed from that. So, I mean, we were about...
Europe.
Okay.
If it didn't make it here in 10 years, it ain't a new trend. It's just stupid.
Well, it took them a while to get here because they were stopping to pick up trash.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I think there could be other trends that you could do to benefit the environment, picking up trash, jogging, doing those two things. How about jogging while scooping dog poop? And you could call it juping or something like that, you know, because you're jogging.
What? Scooping and jogging.
Scoop.
Pogging.
Scoop. Well, I was thinking.
Pogging.
I was thinking pooping and jogging and putting those together.
Well, don't do that juping. While you're jogging.
That's what I'm saying, juping.
I've seen some marathon runners. They have that happen.
And let me tell you, I had a friend of mine did that. We were on vacation one time, and he went out for a run, and he came back without his underwear. Yes.
He had a reason. I didn't.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Right now, I'm going to teach you something that could very likely save your life. It's that serious.
Oh, wow.
And the reason this is so important is because you've been lied to all these years about some of these life-saving ideas.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the truth. The very first thing that people do wrong whenever they find themselves in a bad situation, perhaps they are lost out in the woods or the forest or the desert, is they abandon their vehicle and go look for help.
Mm.
You are almost always better off staying with a broken down vehicle instead of trying to hike out into unknown, potentially dangerous areas. How many times have you seen them find the vehicle and they have to look for the people because they've wandered 5 miles away and they don't know which 5 miles, so it's a huge area.
But imagine you didn't do that and there was a house 1 mile down the road. And you're like, there's no one out here. I'm all alone.
And all you got to really do out in the woods is listen for as long as you don't hear that.
Okay.
You're okay.
Well, and you know what? It's hard to make those horror movies anymore because everybody's got a cell phone. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to be lost in the woods because one of us got a cell phone with a battery we can call for help.
Yeah, but the horror movies now with cell phones, they have no service.
And I was going to say, it's not hard to believe because there's places you go where there's not service.
Yeah.
They say another thing, if you ever watch that Bear Grylls guy, don't do anything he did.
No.
Especially don't eat anything raw.
Mm.
You don't want to be in a survival situation and also have a parasite or get sick from what you ate.
Yeah, I just eat the berries.
That could be dangerous too. They say if you get stabbed, don't do what they do in the movies. Don't pull the blade out. Leave it in. Even though it's painful, it acts as a cork and it keeps you from bleeding as much.
Yeah.
But if they pull it out,
well, that's
put pressure on it.
Yeah, definitely. Which brings me to another thing I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
If you're shot with a bullet, don't try to use a curling iron to cauterize the wound.
Oh, now see, that makes sense to me because it's hot. I mean, it would be unfortunate because you got to wait for it to heat up. So you're like, I'm bleeding. Please hurry.
Yeah, they always do it in Western movies, too. It's like, you know.
With the curling iron?
No, not a curling iron, but it's like something hot, like a hot stick or a hot whatever. They'll put it in the fire, and the guy's sitting there biting his, you know, he's taking a sip of whiskey.
Yeah. And biting down on the bullet.
Yeah, or biting down on a piece of wood or something.
Yeah, that's not good. They say it just makes you hurt even more.
Okay.
And it doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
They said also movies often show people wandering through the desert in the middle of the day. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Find shelter and let the high temperatures pass. Do your wandering in the morning and the evening when it's much cooler.
Yeah, you know, I don't see myself in that situation.
Well, I hope I'm not either, but you know, you never know when you're visiting the Grand Canyon, you make a wrong turn, and the next thing you know, you're out in the desert alone.
I saw Vacation.
Thank you.
That was
fun. They say do not wait 24 hours to report someone missing. That is a horrible, horrible lie that we've been told. As soon as you have good reason to feel bad about a situation, call. The first few hours are the most critical.
You're like, hello, is this 911? Yeah, my wife, she went out shopping like 2 hours ago, and I'm not seen her since. She's been gone for 3 days now.
FBI come in. She's at Dillard's.
Yeah, she's at TJ Maxx right now.
All right, here's another lie you've been told before. If you are dying of thirst, don't drink pee. It'll accelerate the dehydration, not slow it. It's even less effective if your body is already getting dehydrated because there's more salt content in it, and anything over 2% salt content will dehydrate you worse than if you hadn't drank it at all.
Now, the problem is, if I'm dehydrated, lost in the desert with a bullet wound and a stab wound, I'm going to be like, what did Tom tell me to do?
Don't cauterize it with a curling iron.
Let me call Tom. Oh, I've got no service. Yeah.
Let me get my curling iron.
But there was that guy that lived on pee for like 3 days or something. Didn't he get stuck? And he couldn't move?
He's in a mental institution.
Is he? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh, along those lines, don't pee on jellyfish stings.
No.
That is a lie, too. You can put vinegar or salt water on the wound.
I've gotten stung by a jellyfish. Fun fact, in August, it is their mating season, so they just release their tentacles in the water, and it got me all the way from ribs all the way down. And the lifeguard told me to rub some dirt in it because it gets the little tentacles out.
Oh. Wet sand is what I've heard, yeah.
I don't remember if it was wet or not. I was in a lot of pain, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. And then you got somebody running around the beach trying to pee on you, like, hold still, hold still.
Get away from me.
And you always hear, like, punch a shark in the nose if it's attacking you. That is a myth because you can't really punch underwater. You think you can, but when you do it, it's super slow motion.
Imagine you miss and your hand goes in the shark's mouth and you're like, this didn't work.
Exactly what they say. You might end up just feeding the shark yourself easily.
Mm-hmm.
They say to go for the eyes or the gill, use your thumbs to try to poke them really hard. And that is most of the thing. I have some stuff about frostbite. I don't think we need to worry about that.
Well, I don't know. It's the South. I mean, our weather's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. You know, I don't go deep enough for any shark to attack me. I'm like, you know, I go to the ocean and I'm like, my ankle deep is fine for me.
If he swims up to me, he's going to get warm water.
Yeah, well, he's going to.
That's the only reason I'm in the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, they say don't suck the snake venom out of a bite either.
Really?
Yeah, that is a total scam. It can cause an infection and delay treatment.
But see, I've seen the little snake kits. It's got the little suction cup you're
they
supposed
say those
to put
are
over the.
A scam. You can take it up with BuzzFeed, but that's what they say.
BuzzFeed.
Hey, it's the best I got.
It's probably written by AI.
I feel like the frostbite one might be more helpful than the desert one.
The frostbite one basically says don't rub your toes or fingers whenever you have frostbite because at that point they already have ice crystals in them and you're just killing the cells and the membranes.
So we just need to let them go. Let them go.
Just wrap them up.
Let them walk.
No, they say
to
put your hands underneath your armpits to try to keep them warm.
Oh, really?
Makes sense. They are very hot.
Or someone else's armpits.
I was going to say, don't you get with a buddy or a friend or whatever and get naked and then get side by side for body warm? No.
That's in a sleeping bag.
That's another one I need to add to the list.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's time for our Easter Egg Torture Tuesday. Easter's right around the corner.
We have got a pack of eggs that have been colored brightly.
Yeah, the Hawk and Tom production staff got together and did this secretly, so.
We have boiled eggs, but one of them is raw. And we don't know which one is boiled. Three boiled, one raw. And so what we're going to do is we are each going to draw an egg at random and put it on our head and smash it. Someone's going to get crumbles here and there. Another person crumbles.
Okay.
And one person's getting a raw egg cruising down their head.
Yes.
Y'all should have told me this yesterday because I just washed my hair.
This will be good for it if you get lucky.
I have read that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want any of this.
You know what? The eggshell, broken eggshell, will look like dandruff in your hair.
Yeah, and if you go out at this afternoon, it's going to be 80-something degrees. It might just fry up
there
in your
hair. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little fried egg.
Well, since Hawk is holding him, I don't trust him fully, so everyone else pick, and then that way Hawk doesn't get to choose the egg. Because I'm afraid you might have I don't trust you.
No, they gave it to me.
Okay,
yes.
Well,
I mean, they boiled them. I didn't boil them.
Well, if you have the last choice, we know that you won't have done anything sneaky.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
I'm just saying if Cato, Tori,
I haven't done
and
anything
I each
sneaky.
Pick an egg.
Listen, you're the one that does the sneaky stuff to Cato on Torture Tuesday.
I'm beginning to wonder if this is all of them is just raw and I'm going first. Yellow is my favorite color, so.
Okay, you can pick the
I'm taking my jacket off.
You can pick one real quick.
Yeah.
Green.
Oh, it's a blue
green.
Okay, I'll take the blue one.
This makes me anxious.
All right. Honestly,
this is stuck. It's making me nervous a little bit here.
Okay. So there we go.
Okay.
can't tell.
All right.
Can you hear the swishing?
This is a, I don't
hear anything.
It's a fun Easter game, too. You can play with the kids. You know?
Oh, yeah. Because you got to clean it up.
Let me just say, when I walked in, I thought somebody had bad gas. And now I know what y'all mean about my boiled egg every morning. I got mine over here.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse whenever we start crushing them. So are we just going to go one at a time?
Probably so. That'll be good. It's an Easter egg, a Torture Tuesday roulette.
Now, Cato, I know we have done you wrong in the past. I know you've walked out of the room. We're like, we set Cato up for this.
Yes.
But today is truly random.
It's laundry day, too, so.
All right. You go first.
I took my shirt off. Cato took his coat off.
Well, I'd rather this kid.
Just put it on your head and then just smash it.
All right.
Smash
it on your head. All right. Here we go. Are you going to do it like that from afar? Because that egg will go all over the place.
That's all right.
How am I supposed to do it?
All right. I just thought you'd just press it down.
I was going to smash it with my hand.
Okay, here we go. Three, two, one, Easter egg. Oh! Ooh. Oh, it's a boiled egg!
Boiled egg.
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
Why is that making you sick?
I don't know. It just smells awful.
That's okay. The worst gag reflex.
Oh, man.
Hey, you could eat that.
You should hear me brush my teeth.
All right, what's the percentage now, Tom? Because Cato's clean now. There's no...
Well, there's probably some Bob Barker angle I don't know, but I'm thinking one out of three at
one
this
out of
point.
Three. Okay.
It's Tori, probably worse.
I tell
you
what, Cato, real quick, grab the camera. We're on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, that does stink.
Okay. I'm so anxious.
Okay, quickly, Cato. Cato's cleaning up.
Okay.
This is live radio here. We're doing the Easter egg roulette here, boiled egg on top of Tori's head. Why do you not trust?
I don't know. I just feel like you've got something up your sleeve.
I didn't trust me. That's why I made him let us choose.
It's like when I shake my Christmas present.
Listen, they boiled them.
It smells undone.
Okay, here we go. Oh, three, two, one, go.
Ow!
Ow! That was definitely hard boiled, like really hard.
About knocked Tori out.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
Hey, we'll talk to the production staff.
Maybe there's a hair stuck in it.
There's a hair in your egg.
We got evidence.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I just asked y'all if anybody had been to the doctor over a Torture Tuesday.
I know, right? It's maybe today.
All righty. Now we're down to
two.
Me and
50-50.
Oh, man, that is strong.
You want to flip to see who goes first?
No, you go.
I don't want to go. Okay. Here we go.
Are you going?
I'm going to do it.
If yours is hard-boiled, that means I am burned.
Oh, I don't want to do it. Okay. Here we go. Three, two, one. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was hard. Oh, wow. That's wrong.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
I guess he didn't cheat after all.
Your hair is going to look so good.
What color was that one?
It was a
pink one.
Oh, I almost chose that one. I got a pink bathing suit.
That's just nasty.
I guess I just get to eat mine.
Unless there's two.
Oh, no, man. You know what? We're going to get in trouble because there's egg on the car.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have to do mine now?
Yes. At least do it.
All right. You ready?
Three, two, one.
Ow!
I told you it hurts.
Oh, hey, hard boiled. Okay.
And you know, it does stink.
You should have let me pick my own egg. That's just wrong.
Oh, man.
It's Torture Tuesday, Easter egg roulette.
You got pink shells in your head.
Do I really?
And yolk in your eye.
Yeah. Ooh, that's just great. And it's oozing down my scalp right now. It's coming down.
Just rub it in. Let it be a hair mask. It's going to be so good tomorrow.
There we go. Nasty. I got scrambled hair this morning.
Yeah.
That was fun.
No, it was not.
You had a shell in your hair.
That's your Torch Tuesday this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, let's say you're at a party and it's time to leave.
Okay, you're at a party and it's time to leave.
Okay. Let's go ahead and role play here.
He said to say it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So is it okay to leave the party by quietly slipping out the door, or should you force yourself to weave your way through the crowd, through the party, and the person that threw the party and say goodbye to them?
This is not even a question.
Okay.
It's how I leave every party.
Well, you are like a ninja, man. And sometimes I'll be talking to Tom, and I'm like, where'd he go?
People do that, man. There are those of us who are like, okay, I'm done partying. I don't want to spend 20 more minutes exiting the party and talking to people that I've already talked to at the party, so I'm just going to dodge out of here, and I'm gone.
Okay.
I think the byes are my favorite part.
Oh, really?
I do, because there's an end in sight. You know, like you're not stuck forever.
Okay.
You just have your little like, oh, yeah, so good. Okay, bye-bye now.
But you don't know how long that's going to take, and it can be a long time.
I do, because usually my husband is there too, and he's not going to let it go on for too long.
Yeah. I actually have a term for this. It's called a Midwest goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's when the goodbye takes absolutely forever, lingering in the doorway, resisting leftovers, hugging, promising to return, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. That is a long goodbye.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah. A lot of times I will tell the friends that I'm around, like, I'm going to sneak out of here right now. Don't say anything. And then you got to dodge and go behind the plants, or you go to find the long way around.
Man, the moment I walk in, I'm already calculating what's the best way out of here.
Yeah.
My wife and I'll be at the doorbell. I'm like, I'm ready to go whenever you are. That's when we're walking in.
Okay.
Y'all know me. I mean, at a party, I'm mingling the entire time, talking to everybody. So needless to say, I have to say bye to everyone.
And you're the last person to leave.
I'm usually not driving, and my friend's driving, going, come on, Cato.
Yeah, well, sometimes he don't even leave. He'll just stay the night.
I've woke up on couches before.
33% of people said, yes, you should find the person and say goodbye to them. Now, yours is called the Midwest goodbye. They say there's the French leave or the Irish exit.
Irish goodbye, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Where you just dip out.
Okay.
The hostess doesn't even know you've left.
That's what I do, baby. Yeah.
Why would they give up? I mean, why would they pick on the Irish folks for that one?
I don't think they're picking on them. It just must be what they do.
Okay. So you just dug out and don't say anything.
They probably get drunk.
I'm more confused why it's called the Midwest goodbye, because I grew up in the South and every goodbye is minimum 30 minutes.
And maybe both of them should get credit.
I mean, there are some times when you're walking out to the car together, still saying bye.
Uh-huh.
I watched a friend of mine and his her sister was leaving the party, and they were older. And she goes, hey, take a piece of pie. I don't want any pie. But just take a piece of pie. I don't want any of your blankety-blank pie. And that went on for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. 52% say it depends on how big the party is, which could kind of make sense. If it's a huge party and it's going to take you some time to find the host or whatever.
Yeah, if it's just the two of you, it's a little awkward to Irish goodbye.
Yeah, but when you stand up and you make this big dramatic, I want to say goodbye to everyone. Farewell, my friends. It's been an enjoyable time with you tonight, this evening, but I'm going to leave the party now.
Is that a Shakespeare goodbye?
I guess so. Or you got the magician goodbye where you're like just not saying anything.
For me, I know, like, I get to a point where I know I need to leave.
Okay.
To go home one reason or another. But I don't want to. So, that's why I just spend, the next hour talking to everybody again.
Okay. So, but they say that the cutoff for saying goodbye is 10 people. So, I mean, that's kind of a small get-together there. So, they're gonna know when you're gone.
My husband starts hurting me like a sheepdog. Like, if he's ready to leave about an hour before he wants to be out the door, he'll start being like, psst, let's go.
Okay.
Tidbits.
Do you not have a code or like a stare or something? Like, it's time to get like, the eyes toward the door.
It's more like daggers, because I won't stop talking. And he's like, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Yeah.
So he'll start kind of herding me towards the door.
My mom and her husband just take separate cars.
Wow.
Because my mom's husband's just like you, Tom. We'll do a big family dinner, and all of a sudden, someone's like, where's he at? He's gone.
Most time, I know that Tom is gone after the food stops. So, like, he'll go to the buffet. He'll be the first to the buffet and the first one to leave.
Before it's even open. He's taking the lids off.
I open it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Okay, a lot of people make this mistake, and I want to help you out. If you are getting married, if you haven't proposed yet, don't try anything overly fancy, and definitely don't do anything stupid. Run it by someone you trust before you do your proposal. Because here's why. 27% of women, that is almost one out of three, hate the way they were proposed to.
That's sad.
Absolutely hated the way their fiance, husband, or boyfriend proposed to them.
I mean, if it's not a text message, get over it.
How do you know that it wasn't a text message?
I disagree. There's guys who blow it badly. I've got some examples right here.
All right.
One guy, he got his girlfriend a diamond ring as a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
She unwrapped it and thought it was an engagement ring and said, oh, of course I will.
Oof.
He went through with it rather than deal with the awkwardness, and it did not last.
Okay, but that wasn't really a proposal. I mean, until he made the stupid mistake by going, yeah, it is.
Okay.
It was just a gift.
A guy wanted to propose to his girlfriend at Disney World. Very common, usually in front of the castle, mm-hmm. with staff involved, pictures. Disney will do what they can to make it special.
Yeah.
But no, this genius, this man of men, decided that he had to step it up and did it on Splash Mountain at the peak, right before the drop, where he dropped the ring.
Oh, jeez. No. Okay, that one was stupid.
Okay.
Did they find the ring, I wonder?
I don't know, man. Splash Mountain, it would probably take a while to get it out of the water
I'd be finding me a metal detector at one of those gift shops. I don't care how much it costs.
Scuba gear.
Give me that. I want that metal detector with the big Mickey Mouse ears on it.
This could possibly be the worst proposal I've ever heard of. He arranged a fancy date night with his girlfriend, including dinner at a nice restaurant. In the middle of the meal, he faked a heart attack.
What?
He bit into a concealed blood pack, collapsed, and fell on the floor. And he had friends involved, a fake doctor that was at the table next to him.
Oh, funny.
Who rolled him onto his back and said, they're not breathing and there's no pulse. Then rips open the shirt so they can do CPR. It says on his chest, will you marry me?
That's funny.
And then he pulls out the ring and says, I can't live without you, baby.
That's good.
See, I'd love to have been in the restaurant watching it, but I don't think it was a good proposal.
No.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. But so memorable, though. And a lot of thought put into that.
Hawk is defending this. It's clear he has no idea what's a good proposal.
I don't actually think that's terrible.
It's creative.
I think it's kind of funny.
Anytime you do that, like, you know, put your will you marry me, like, on your, I guess, you're at a sporting event or something, and, you know, you rip your shirt open, or if it's on a billboard or something like that, I think that's cool.
Yeah, the only thing is, what if, his friend didn't see it in time and the staff grabbed the defibrillator and shocked him?
Yeah.
Then it could have turned out bad.
I still think he put a lot of heart and soul into that one.
Someone said, my dad proposed to my mom randomly. He said, how much weight do you think you can lose by September? She says, what?
Wow.
I said, I was thinking we could have a wedding then.
Jeez.
They got married.
Yeah, okay. Some people are into that. Yeah.
Okay. They have some, too, that said, this guy basically proposed out of anger. He was supposed to pick up the mom from work on his motorcycle, and he was late. She was mad and chewed him out the entire way home. When they got home, he was upset, and he said something about, you want to know why I'm late? Here. And slammed down the box with the ring in it. He'd been late because he was picking it up. Yeah. I learned this when I told my parents I was going to propose to my girlfriend, and they said, here's how you shouldn't do it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Okay. Yeah. This guy got the police involved. He had his wife or fiance then pulled over and told her that she was a suspect in a theft crime. Oh. She got nervous, and the officer pulled out a picture of me and told her, you stole this man's heart.
Oh.
Then I got out of the cop car, dropped to one knee, and she said yes.
Now imagine she does have a record that she didn't disclose to him, and she takes off running. Now she actually is going to get arrested.
That's very, I mean, that's very creative.
Like, happened to a friend of mine.
What?
He was hanging out with a police officer in Florida. They lived in Florida, and he just jokingly said, hey, run my name, man. See what I said? He had a warrant out for his arrest.
Did you arrest him?
No, the guy goes, you need to go tomorrow, because they were out having a good time.
Right.
He wasn't on duty.
Oh, wow.
I guess. I don't know the whole situation, but
see?
Did you see recently today came out that this couple was going to propose. The guy was going to propose on a Carnival cruise, and the Carnival – they were going to bring out the ring for him to propose, and then the staff are going to come out and sing and celebrate.
Oh, there's like a proposal song? I had no idea.
Happy engagement to you.
Well, turns out the staff showed up with the cake singing the song before the ring ever arrived.
Oh, yeah.
And then once the ring arrived, the guy, you can just see him in the video going, what? So he just did it. She loved it.
Okay, yeah.
She loved it. She's going, we're not engaged. Well,
I'll add that one to the list.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.